Blue Sky at 702-410-8020. You'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, and thank you for pointing out. Yes, sir. They're cheating in Maricopa County, Arizona, Jersey, Philly. Wayne Allen Root's been saying for a year that they're going to cheat here, and this waiting for a week. And we have the tapes and the computer to pull up back to 2000 when they were calling the CHAD system old, antiquated, and too slow. And now it's going to take up to 2 weeks to find out who really won and who in their right mind would complain about a hand count. I mean, that's going on in another state too, where they're complaining about a hand count. These demon rats, they are malevolent, duplicitous, and treasonous. And one more thing on assault. You have COVID-19 or you have AIDS or Ebola, your saliva or your mucus you spit on somebody, that is assault with an intent to murder or just a second degree manslaughter. So, if I sucker punch you, my fist is an assault weapon. These people, George Orwell called it, they're going to change the meaning of words. What Webster's Dictionary has disgusted me, too. They're going along with the changing of definitions. And a lot of your constituents up and down the dial that sit in the same chair, not the exact same, but sit behind the mic. They basically said that if we haven't lost the country, if we don't get the Republicans in, we're a banana republic right now, but it can get worse.
It can get worse. Yeah, Frank, thanks, man. I'm running up against the top of the hour. Stay with us. Boy, we got a big 2 o'clock hour. Scott Hammond will join us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. And Sam Peters, running in CD4. Trying to end the career of Stephen Horsford. Oh, I'm praying he does that. We'll know tonight, maybe. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion.
About 2 weeks ago, I was watching the Golden Knights in an area sports bar. That is so much fun. Hey, Kevin Wall here. More than once, I've thought about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. You know, for years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. The number again, 702-369-1321, or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Tonight, the voters of America have their say on who their leaders will be for the next 2 years. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin tells the Salem Radio Network that education remains a top issue for many voters.
Not only have parents been pushed out of their children's lives, but on top of that, the standards were lowered, and the results of closed schools showed themselves in the national report card this year, where we had just extraordinary and heartbreaking learning loss across the nation.
Other issues that confront voters include the economy and inflation. So far, there have been few glitches at the polls. Tropical storm Nicole is expected to hit Florida as a hurricane. National Hurricane Center senior specialist Jack Bevin says Nicole will bring rain, wind, and high tide to some of the same areas that Hurricane Ian hit.
The area of the northeast Florida may actually have more severe impacts than it did from Ian, because we are expecting the very large area of winds on the north side of the storm to cause prolonged high winds, high tides, and possible storm surges up in that area.
On Tuesday morning, hurricane warnings were issued for a large portion of Florida's Atlantic coast, from Boca Raton to north of Daytona Beach. Tropical storm warnings are in place for other parts of the Florida coast, all the way to Altamaha Sound, Georgia. The warning area also stretches inland, covering Florida's Lake Okeechobee. Orlando International Airport is planning to cease operations starting Wednesday afternoon. The University of Central Florida is closing its campus, and Disney is closing some of its Florida attractions. Election Day brought another tick higher for stocks as Wall Street braces for the results from the day's midterm elections. The Dow was up by 333 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a $500,000 policy for only $18 a month. Don't procrastinate. Workplace open enrollment will be here soon. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-865-2266. That's 1-800-865-2266. 1-800-865-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a police captain, I know how critical it is to keep our communities and schools safe. Nothing else matters if we don't feel safe in our homes, our businesses, and in our neighborhoods. I'm running for Lieutenant Governor to keep Nevadans safe, and I'm proud to have Nevada's law enforcement and our veterans supporting my campaign. Through the years, as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a city councilman, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, Democrats have a stranglehold on Carson City. Their policies have given us mass inflation, record gas prices, and rising crime. As our next lieutenant governor, I will fight for public safety, low taxes, new jobs, and a balanced state budget. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for lieutenant governor, and I hope to earn your vote. Learn more about my campaign at StavrosForNevada.com. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the polling places across Clark County open at 7 o'clock this morning ahead of a rainy election day. Residents can visit any one of the 125 voting centers, which are set up in schools, community centers, and parking lots across the Vegas Valley, to vote in person, or you can drop off your mail-in ballots until 7 p.m. tonight. Clark County data shows more than 194,000 voters participated in early voting over the past 2 weeks in Clark County. Again, those polls remain open until 7 p.m. The Clark County School District has 506 fewer students this fall than last fall. That's the fifth consecutive year with enrollment drops. School district officials cite factors such as an earlier kindergarten cutoff date and more education options in the Las Vegas Valley due to the five new public charter schools, which are opening in August. The nation's fifth largest school district had 304,726 students October 3rd. That compares to 304,782 on October 1st of last year. That's right, that's 506 fewer students in the Clark County School District.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Bumper to bumper on the Southern Beltway right now, 215 West, beginning around Gillespie's, and delays as you transition to 15 North from Interstate 215 westbound. Also, we're seeing some slow flows there. 15 southbound, that's between Sahara and Tropicana.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
The final hours of voting in these 22 midterms. Great to have you with us. Final hour, live and local on Election Day. No better friend to have alongside to help make sense of what's going on out there than my buddy Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Scott, we've talked a lot about the oncoming midterm elections. Well, they're here. They're now. What do you make of what you've seen so far coming into the 2 o'clock hour?
I'm excited. I really am. First of all, you know, I think you have it in your opening promo, right? It's not all hard to get knocked down. It's whether or not you get up. And, a couple years ago we got knocked down, and I think that the resiliency right now is showing. I'm really optimistic about where we're heading. Numbers are coming in from all across the state, whether it's Washoe, Rural, or Clark County. Republicans are getting out and they're voting. And they're voting in much higher percentages than the other side is right now. And that's why I'm excited. I just think that there's a wave. We weren't sure how big a wave this was going to be, but it's looking pretty healthy right now. We'll put it that way. It's looking pretty healthy right now. So I'm excited about the returns that we're seeing, the percentages that we're seeing, and where we're seeing those at. And then we don't even know. We have no clue right now as to where the independents, where they're dropping, you know, where they're ending up at. So it could be a better night than we anticipated, even more so than right now.
Over the weekend, I saw a winter storm warning for parts of northern Nevada and the rurals. And I guess my question is that going to impact the turnout? Because this is going to be a turnout election.
Well, so far it has not. Now, it really hasn't at all. It could play a part in it as people get off of work later on, or maybe people are off work. They just don't want to brave the elements out there in northern Nevada. I mean, right now where I'm at, it's raining, and the road conditions are a little harder on some people. I mean, I saw already two crashes around the valley. And so I maybe, but right now the robust numbers that are coming out, it's It's pretty amazing. You know, people are getting out early and voting. A lot of them got up early this morning and voted as soon as they possibly can. So that's always a good sign.
I'm curious, though, as far as the numbers are concerned, early voting, it was like 194,000, something like
that. Yeah.
Is that good or bad? I mean, I never know what you can extrapolate from just raw numbers.
Well, it's not the amount. It's the firewall that's built. You know, a lot of times in the early voting, Democrats seem to get a lead, and then we have a hard time overcoming that lead in some of the districts, especially statewide polling. I think that they left us a percentage that definitely not only are we within a fighting chance of this, actually, with the numbers that are coming in right now, we could end up crushing that small lead that the Democrats build up over the early voting. We have to obviously wait until the rest of the mail-in ballots come in, but they better be really robust in order for them to actually, you know, get within a certain number. I still predict Joe Lombardo winning the race, and I don't think I'm out on a limb now because I think there's a lot of national organizations that believe that he's already won. I wouldn't count my chickens before their hats. But I really do think that he comes out as a winner. I know I predicted it might be way too much, but I say it by 6 points. I know a lot of people are calling it by 1 or 2 points, but I would not be surprised to see 6 points or higher.
For
Joe Lombardo.
What about Adam Laxalt and Catherine Cortez Masto? What do you make of that race?
I think it's going to be closer than the governor's race. I think there's going to be some people who cross over in that particular race. So I think it's going to be a little bit closer. But the way the polling's coming in right now, or the way that the voting's coming in right now, not the polling, the voting, I would say Adam probably squeaks out a win. But it's going to be a much closer race than the governor's race.
I want to ask you about voter integrity, and we've talked a lot about it leading up to the election. We've got the Department of Justice says that it's going to have monitors in Washoe County and in Clark County. In Florida, the governor there said they're not going to allow the DOJ into their polling places. Is that something we should do here? Obviously, Steve Sisolak won't be asking for that probably anytime soon.
No, he won't. No, I just think that there's a lot of things we can do during the next legislative cycle to instill confidence in the electorate again. I really think that we need to have something that says, I am who I am. Here's my ID. I think that would really help out. As long as we did it in such a way, we can show people that it will not discourage people from voting. I mean, we do it in several other places around the world where it's mandatory that you show who you are, prove who you are before you vote. So it's not that big a deal, I believe. But I really think that we have to have something like that. We have to pass something like that. And that way we can make sure that people have a sense of confidence in the voting process. Because we can't afford that as a democracy, as a large democracy like we have. We can't afford not to have people believe in the system and believe in the results of the system. We have to have that integrity. And so I really think that we need to have some sort of voter ID, something that says this is who I am, and then prove it by showing an ID of some sort.
I'm just curious if, for instance, if I go to rent an apartment or go to the doctor's office, I always have to show ID. Is it unreasonable to ask people to show an ID when they go vote?
No, I think you're right. I mean, there's so many things that you have to show an ID for, because you have to prove who you are. Because it is easy to commit fraud in different transactions. So I don't think it's unreasonable. I think we have to come up with a way that both sides agree on the process, but I really think that needs to be part of the process, that when you show up, you show who you are. I mean, I showed up the other day. They asked me where my address. I didn't bring my voter ballot. I didn't bring the one that comes in the mail. I didn't bring anything. I brought myself. And they asked me who I was. I told them who I was. They said, this is your address. I said, that's my address. And then they, under penalty of, perjury or penalty of felony convictions, whatever, they said, sign this. So I did. But it's not, I don't think it's unreasonable for me to have been asked, okay, show me a piece of identification that proves who you are. I don't think anybody thinks that that's unreasonable. I think where the opposite, the other side is going to have a problem is they think that it's voter suppression, that we're going to commit some sort of voter suppression, that we're going to keep people from the polls. I think that if we work together and try to find a solution to allay their fears, that we can get this done. Because I think it's necessary at this point to make sure that the general population feels confident in the voting process. So no, you're right. Absolutely, almost everything you have to show some sort of verification that you are who you are. Whenever you most things, you try to get an apartment, or whatever. Yeah. So no, you're not unreasonable.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. You're not right. You're one of the few politicians I know of that's not running in this election. But you are trying to help three or four state Senate candidates. How are they doing so far? Are you comfortable with that they've done everything that can be done to get them across the finish line?
So I'm going to tackle the last part first, and that is, am I comfortable with everything that they could have done? Yeah, I think I'm very comfortable with the fact that there are five candidates down here. One that I know of is going to win, and that's Jeff Stone. He is going to win his race. I think it's Senate District 20. There's no doubt in my mind. His challenger is so far behind in the registration advantage that Jeff is going to win. April Larson, she doesn't have the same pathway to victory that Jeff Stone. She's, I think, way upside down. But she has been working her tail off. I think if the registration advantage or disadvantage in her case was smaller, she probably would have a really good chance of getting in. Now it's up to a lot of independents and a lot of crossover voters as far as her getting in. But I tell you what, if anybody can do it, it's her because of the work ethic she put in. And now as far as the other ones, yeah, I think that they've worked hard over the last few months since the primary is over with. You saw them walking their districts from July and August, sweating, putting holes in their shoes, getting those tans. I mean, out there connecting with voters in different ways. I think that they've done all that they can do. Now it's just a matter of making sure in the case of Tina Brown, it's trying to get some crossover voters in her district. She's in District 9. We need to make sure we get some crossover voters, and then we need to get about 65% to 68% of the independent vote needs to go her way, which is a tall task. But again, she's put the work in, so I think that when the results come back, if she has won, that'll just prove to everybody what you need to do. I mean, she's created a pathway to victory in a district where she's down by a considerable margin. So she's basically creating a pathway to victory. I think that that if she gets that crossover vote and she gets up to 68% of the independent voters, she wins that race. Joey Paulos in District 8, much easier pathway again, smaller registration disadvantage. He only needs to get about, I think last time we checked, about 54% of the independent voters. 53 to 54, which is much easier to do. We tend to get that, and then he'll get some crossover voters. But I suspect that that Joey wins by 2 to 3, maybe even up to as much as 4 points if the nonpartisans come in pretty heavy. But I think that he wins by at least 2, maybe 3 votes or 3 percentage points. And then the last one, 12, Sherilyn Arrington. That's going to be tighter. There's been a lot of her opponent got a lot of support from folks, including CCEA. She's got a much harder road to travel. But I think that, again, if it's a red wave, she wins easily.
I want to ask you about this threat to democracy thing that we're hearing from the president. We're hearing it from Jim Clyburn, the congressman from South Carolina. First of all, is that a horrible, horrible strategy, this threat to our democracy? It's not a threat to our democracy. It's our election. It's a part of our democracy, is it not?
Oh, totally, totally. No, look, there's been a lot of misfires by the Democrats during this cycle. They put all their eggs in one basket. All they did was talk about abortion. They talked about the Dobbs decision, and they tried to talk about extremist candidates and their position on that particular issue. What they failed to mention, then, of course, the democracy angle, right? That's another thing that they're taking because they want people to think that we are not pro-democracy, which, during the election cycle, it's hard to argue when, we're out there campaigning just as hard as they are in the American process of trying to get people to say, we're trying to get people to look at us and say, hey, vote for us. This is our brand. This is what we stand for. Just like they're competing in that same marketplace. I think it was a terrible strategy because the reality is where the arguments need to be made for your votes have to center around the economy. You know, they've been saying it for years. James Carville used to say it. The Democratic strategists used to say it all the time. It's about the economy. And it really is. This, in no time have I ever been around politics that shows this more than the time that we're in right now. When you're talking about not only higher energy prices, gas prices in particular, but you're also talking about a strain on education system, the shutdown of education system, how far behind our kids are in education system, and the lack of choice in the education system. You're talking about everyday living, the prices of goods and services going way up, and the and the inability to deliver. Some basic promises that the president has made about, helping out the American families. The American family is stressed to the max, and a lot of it is due to the economy and what they're not doing to help out the economy. So I thought that they put all their eggs in one basket, and I think it's going to come back to haunt them.
I want to ask you about the gavel and, the leadership, not just in the state assembly, but in the Senate. Is it achievable that in a tsunami year, we could end up winning control of the legislature?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's within our reach. If people will go out there and vote, and that's the thing, I don't want to discourage anybody. I want you to go vote no matter what. I always tell people go vote. I mean, I've got a colleague at work. I knew who she was going to vote for, but I encourage her to go out and vote because it's necessary. It's part of our system, as you just said. So I'm always going to encourage people to vote. I do not want voter suppression. But I do want people to go out and vote, and I want especially, I think we have a great message. And that message is we have to get control of our streets again. Crime is way out of control. We have to get control of this inflation, this hyperinflation is killing our families. We've got to get control of the education system and how we, how we educate our kids and the choices that the kids have and their parents have. So these are all things that we have to get control over. So please go out and vote. This is the, I feel like we've got a great message to give people, a lot more hope than the other side right now. But we've got to get control, and it is within our grasp. We can get control of the state Senate. I think it's a harder road and a longer shot to get control of the assembly, but we can get into more reasonable numbers in the assembly if we can just get out there and help out, in those, especially in those areas that are really, really close. But statewide, get out and vote. Let's put Lombardo in there. Let's get somebody else in there. Sislak has proven his inability to be a leader, an effective leader. We need to get Joe Lombardo in there, bottom line.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. In curiosity, do you think anything will be decided tonight? Do you think we'll have complete results tonight?
I think there's going to be the complete results. No, I don't think so. But I think we'll have a big enough picture that in the morning we'll have a pretty good idea of who most likely is the winner and maybe a few races undecided. I think that U.S. Senate seat is going to be really close for the next couple of days. They're going to have to count a lot of ballots, a lot of mail-in ballots before they have a winner there. I think it's going to be that close.
Hey, Scott, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the work you've been doing in the heat and the humidity and all of that over the course of the summer for these candidates that you've been backing. Thank you so much for all you do. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds great. And you stay well tonight. And thanks for having me on the program.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to nevadapolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman.